So how did you feel the first time you heard the EP finish, like the mastered version where it's like, all right, this is what people are going to hear?
You know, it was great. I'm speechless, because you think about it and you think back and the experience that you went through, and it was really unbelievable.
Your fans played a very, very big part in the creation of this EP. You want to just talk a little bit about the Kickstarter and how it made you feel to see, you know, the project come to fruition like that?
Yeah, it was great. At first, I wasn't 100% sure that we'd get our goal, but as we made the video and we made all the little gifts that you could get and we sent it out, friends and family and fans, they all kind of came together, and it was amazing to actually see that number rise as the days went on. So it was really cool.
Why do you think people should pick up this EP? Like, if you could kind of sneak up on somebody when they're on iTunes and they're kind of making that decision, should I pick this? Should I download this? And they're about to click and they're kind of unsure. How do you think you would kind of get them to make that click to download the album?
Well, the EP Citizen's Arrest, I think, has a little something for everybody. It's a mix between ballads and harder rock songs and countryer vibe. So I feel like if you're looking for something in between those, and you're in a happy mood or a sad mood or a mad mood or a loving mood, that this EP, Citizen's Arrest, will give you that oomph that you need.
Aside from, you know, the song diversity on the EP, what else do you think makes you different from everybody else? There's a ton of singer-songwriters out there, and now all of a sudden it's kind of like a lot of actors can sing. So what makes you special?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Well, I think that I, being a teenager, I can connect to my fellow teenagers. And a lot of singer-songwriters that are big right now are older, like Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift. They're all older. But me, I can see what – I mean, I've been through it, and my friends have been through it, and I can see people who are my age going through whatever it is. And with the Citizen's Arrest EP, it – really helps with that time, if you know what I mean.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about your creative process. Is there a story behind Citizen's Arrest? How did that song come to be?
Well, you know, everybody, including me, has wanted to make a Citizen's Arrest at some point. Whether it's, you know, you see a cop and he makes a left without a blinker, or, you know, something's happening on the street and you don't know how to step in and stop it because you're kind of afraid. So I feel like everybody's been there, and it's also very – it's kind of an anthem in a way. Don't you want to make a citizen's arrest? And as a kid, I mean, you want to – I mean, I'm not a kid, but like as a kid, like you want to rebel – in a way, and I feel like that song has that feeling of actually coming out of your shell and stepping out and doing what you want to do.
You know, you're a teenager, but you've got this really wild list of influences from, you know, of course, Maroon 5, but Led Zeppelin. I mean, what did you grow up listening to, and how do you think it's impacted you as a musician?
Well, my family has always listen to music, and my dad is actually one of my biggest influences from music, because my dad listened to Bruce Springsteen. I mean, he had over 20 albums of his. Johnny Cash, Billy Joel, Elton John. So I grew up with all of that, and AC/DC and Black Sabbath, and I mean Madonna at some point. So I've had a lot of the older music throughout my life, and that's just the music I grew up with.
All right, let's have a little bit of fun. Based on the way you sound, your style, what's a song on your iPhone or your iPad that you love, but you're kind of ashamed of, and that like your fans wouldn't expect that you loved, like an umbop or something like that?
That's a good question. I have a lot of musical theater on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm from New Jersey, and I did the whole theater. I did musical theater when I was younger. And so I have a lot of musical theater on my phone, and I don't think a lot of people would know that. I would just go out and sing, you know, musical theater. But, yeah, I have that on my phone, and I absolutely love it. It's great.
Speaking of which, you know, I understand, coming from a musical theater background myself, that, like, you're – voice has to be different. You have to boom. There's really like no microphones and stuff like that. How do you think that background in musical theater has prepared you for this EP?
I think it prepared me quite well, actually, because when it came to producing the EP and singing on it, I didn't realize how much actual acting there was, per se, in recording, because we would sing a whole verse and then we'd go back and be like, oh, hey, let's add this. We need to have this feeling. And with musical theater, you'd be feeling that already on stage. You'd be feeling that feeling of happiness, sadness, anger, despair, loneliness. And when you're in the booth, it was easy for me to tap into that. So I feel like musical theater was a good thing.
All right. How do you want this EP to be remembered? It's the beginning of your career. So, I mean, what's the stamp that you really want to put on this one?
Well, I think the stamp is that this is the start of who I am to everybody. And this is a little taste of different vibes that I can give out, and I feel like in the longer run I will figure out my sound more, but this EP I think shows a range, and this EP can give people an idea of who I am.